Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Fucking yuck. Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't.
It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush.
Motherfucker.
Bro, you good?
Ugh. I don't like it at all. Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Awful T-shirts is this week's podcast. Dumb T-shirts people walk around in thinking they're funny. You realize these people wear these shirts because they just want to let everyone know when they walk in a room, wherever they are, hey, the funny person is here. Hey, look at me. Look at my funny shirt. I want people to come up and read my shirt and go, wow, that's great. Where did you get that? I don't know. Maybe I fucking ordered it. That's where I got it from. They want to let everyone know, hey, the funny person that needs a lot of attention just entered the room. Please read my shirt. Please comment on it. Please tell me how funny I am. Even though I didn't come up with this saying, I just bought it. I thought it was funny. I bought it at a store. I bought it online. I didn't create this. I didn't come up with this funny thing on the T-shirt, but I want everyone to know, including strangers, mostly strangers, that I have a really good sense of humor, and I want you to come over and talk to me because I'm a fucking lonely, lonely soul. I'm a lonely person that just wants strangers to admire me. And if it's not with my car, if it's not with my vanity license plate, if it's not with my weird haircut, then it's going to be with my T-shirt. Look at me, look at me, fucking look at me. That's what it's all about. Like I always say, I don't know what happened in their childhood. They didn't get enough attention, but they need it now. They need it now and they need it bad. You know, at some point you just hope these people can get help and figure out their problems, what happened to them. And maybe they could just live a life where they don't have to get approval from complete strangers constantly. But hey, keep wearing these funny T-shirts. It's really it's making the world a better place. I know, I needed that laugh. That's a funny shirt. I needed that laugh. Really, you just couldn't come up. You couldn't think of anything from your past that makes you laugh. There's no go-to thing you got in your mind that makes you laugh every time you think about it. You had to look at that stranger's shirt and go, now that, thank you. I needed that laugh. If you need a laugh, just fucking laugh. Remember that time when you and your friends did that crazy shit, whatever it is, and you still laugh about it this day? You can't put that back in your mind to get a laugh? That's all you needed. You didn't need to look at that dumb T-shirt. Look, I get it. Some of these shirts I give people a pass on because some asshole got it to them as like a gag Christmas gift or a birthday present. Got them some stupid shirt that says something stupid on that they're old now. you know, whatever. And, you know, I'm old and gray, but whatever the fuck it is. And like, oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, pretty. Oh, this is great. Yeah, I'll wear this when I go to sleep. I'll wear this when I fucking go to the gym. So sometimes they'll just wear it because they just go, ah, I'll wear this shitty T-shirt. I'm going to go mow the lawn. I got to go run the Home Depot. I got this stupid shirt on because I don't have anything else clean. Or I don't want to waste another shirt. I might as well waste this shirt. I don't give a fuck what happens to it. You know, maybe I'll wear this to the gym because I got no other shirts to wear to the gym. They're all in the laundry. So let me wear this stupid shirt. So sometimes that happens. The thing you got to do is just get rid of the shirt. Just fucking toss it. So you never have that option to wear it. Or, you know, next time you need something to wipe your car down with, if you're out fucking washing your car and you're fucking waxing it, you need a T-shirt, or you're doing something where you need a cloth and you don't have one and you always go to some shitty T-shirt you never wear anymore, save it for that. You can always do that, but just don't wear these things out in public. Don't encourage these people. Because the more people see these funny shirts, so-called funny shirts, then that's only going to encourage them to keep wearing them. And you see a lot in these, like, you know, T-shirt shops. If you're on vacation on a boardwalk or some, you know, trendy tourist area, they'll have these goofy T-shirts, you know, with funny sayings on them. People are like, oh, yeah, who the fuck would buy that? Like, who would buy it? You know, this is a perfect shirt to wear. I'm on vacation. Let me spend my money on this. Like Mike sent this in. Mike in New Hampshire goes, Jim, I snapped. The T-shirt says, Weed Dad. And there's a weed leaf on the shirt. And it says, like a regular dad, but higher. He goes, Jim, I snapped this at a local mall. You think your son would be proud if you wore this out in public with him? In case you can't make out the whole thing. Yeah, it says, Weed Dad. He goes, wow, what a dad, Mike in New Hampshire. Yeah, Weed Dad. You know, like a regular dad, but higher. It's funny, like he took a picture of the guy in the mall. So in the picture, there's no kid anywhere near this guy. He's probably so high he left his kids in the car. I hope he left the window cracked. Because that's what you want. You want a guy, you know, your friends want to have a fucking go over their friend's house. They know the guy walks around with his weed shirts. He's always high. You know, your kid wants to go over there. Nah, that's good. I don't want my kid coming home with a contact high 2 hours later. He doesn't really need that pot smoke in his lungs. Yeah, I think I'm going to pass. I have a feeling that fucking Weed Dad isn't really going to watch you guys too closely. So I think I'll pass. But everyone in the neighborhood's going to know you smoke weed. Good for you. What a fucking rebel you are. Look, this is a great shirt if you want to wear it and you don't feel like talking to any of those parents at a PTA meeting. You know, you got to go there or something and you're like, I don't want to fucking talk to you. That's good. You wear that shirt, no one's coming near you. No PTA mom is going to come up to you. I love that shirt. Where did you get it? I bet his kids think he's a great dad, though. You know, he's always happy. He's laughing at dumb shit. Whatever they ask for junk food, he buys a shitload of it. Yeah, because he's a fucking child. He's a child that would wear that shirt. You really don't have to brag that you smoke weed. If you smoke it, you smoke it. Nobody gives a shit. You're a grown man bragging that you smoke weed and you have a kid. Ooh, what a rebel. Taylor sent this one in. He says, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. Is it a he, she, or a he, them, or a them, thee? Or a he, them? Yuck. Are they, them, or are they? Holy, what the fuck? You want to cut your dick off, just cut it off, and nobody else will give a fuck, all right? Whatever bathroom you want to go in a fucking bathroom. Someone sent me an email, like, what do you think of Dave Chappelle, a controversy? Who cares? Look, obviously he did it on purpose. He's made fun of the fucking trannies the last two specials and they gave him shit. And then he puts out another special doing it again. It's great publicity, okay? Nobody, this is like a sixth one in 5 years. Nobody even knew it was out. So now he says, let me keep that. You'll have the option of editing your comedy special. Which, by the way, mine's coming out in a few weeks. I'll keep you posted on that. And I had to take a couple jokes out. I fucked one up. I stumbled over the punchline. There was another one. I was like, it just didn't really work. So you cut it out. You have that choice before you present it to the public of sitting there, going through it, make sure it's good, and then you put it out there. So he could have easily taken that joke out. He knew that the fucking, you know, LGBTQ TV people would fucking go crazy. And he got the publicity he wanted. And now, you know, he's playing the victim. What did I do wrong? Oh, my God, am I canceled? I'm a bad motherfucker. He knew exactly what he was doing. It's still in the news like 2 weeks later. And nothing's going to happen to him. Zero. He'll only get bigger in Hollywood because he did it. They're not going to touch him. He's in the fucking, you know. He's all Hollywood. No one's mad at him. There's five people that are mad at him at Netflix. Like I said, it was perfect publicity for this. He knew it was going to get out there. He knew people were going to be bitching about it. And now everyone's going, I got to go see that special. So it fucking worked. It worked for him perfectly. For the they-them people that might have got mad. But anyway, Taylor, getting back to Taylor, whoever Taylor is. He goes, Jim, I think you should do a segment on how horrendous doormats are. He goes, I found these online. Who would buy these? So there's a few he sent. He goes, one doormat says, this house is scented with gunpowder and freedom. Oof. Oof. I don't care what side of the gun control issue you're on. You shouldn't be firing a gun in your house. Okay? If you walk into a house that smells like gunpowder, it's probably a good idea to get the fuck out of there as soon as possible. I think I'd rather have the scent of Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina than smelling gunpowder. You know, gunpowder is like that firecracker smell, right? It's good for like about a minute before you had enough. And then you're like, all right. At first, you're like, oh, I love that fucking smell. And then after, like, all right, I could take it, not even a minute. I could take about 10 seconds of it, and then I'm done with it. But that's good. This house is gunpowder and freedom. Yeah, right? What kind of freedom are you talking about, sir? I'm just curious. Because if your wife has a hot friend, hot single friend, that she wants to go out and take your wife to the local bar and go dancing and stay out till 2 a.m, are you going to let her? Because you say you're all about freedom. Because that's part of freedom, letting somebody have their freedom. Some slutty single friend of hers that hooks up with dudes all the time. Your wife wants to go out. She hasn't been out in a while. You're going out all the time. You're fishing. You're going hunting. You're going to the gun range. Shooting off, you're spending all your money on I got to get another gun and this gun. I ordered this gun. I ordered this ammo. All of this stuff, you're spending all this money. Your wife wants to go out one time with her slutty friend. Remember what your doormat says, freedom. And that's part of being having freedom is letting your wife do what she wants to do. She's letting you do what you want to do. So are you going to be okay with that? I have a feeling that freedom is going to come to an end. When your wife says, hey, I want to go out with fucking, you know, Emily on Saturday night. We're going to go to the club and go to dinner and go dancing and stuff. Are you cool with that? I have a problem. I have a feeling that he might have a problem with that. I have a feeling that that gun might come out and maybe some gunpowder. That house will smell like gunpowder when his wife says, fuck you, I'm going anyway. So you might want to get rid of that doormat. Because that's fucking evidence. Gunpowder and freedom. Yuck. Ugh. Fucking terrible. This next one, I don't even know what the... What's up, Maine? You finna knock it, ain't it? I had to look that up. because I had no clue what the fuck that means. I guess finna is short for fixing to, like gonna is short for going to. So I'm finna. So finna. And ain't is short for ain't it the truth. Ain't what the truth? What ain't what the truth? That this fucking doormat is dumb? Is that what that means? So basically, if you take away the slang, the Matt goes, what's up, man? Are you fixing to knock? Ain't it the truth? What the fuck is that supposed to mean? Are you fixing to knock? Ain't it the truth? I don't know. If I'm at your door, if I'm at your fucking, on your porch right in front of your door, I have a feeling I'm going to knock. I'm not just going to stand there and wait for you to come out. You know, my friend's waiting in the car. You don't answer a text. I'm just going to go up to the door. I'll be standing there for like 5 minutes. Your friend, you know, yells out the window, dude, what's going on? Is he not home? I don't know. I'm just standing here. Well, why don't you knock? Oh, I didn't think about that. I didn't know when you got to someone's door, you're supposed to fucking knock. If I knew somebody with this doormat, I'd step in dog shit on purpose just so I can wipe my shoes on it. I'd walk around. I'd go on Next Door Neighbor and find out what neighborhood people are bitching about. Where's the dog shit? What street? Right? I know you took a picture of it. I'm sure it's still there. I'll fucking step in it, and then I'll go to that guy's house and wipe it all over his fucking doormat. Nothing says that this person that lives in this place has a shitty personality than a fucking doormat like that. Nothing. Now, the next one they sent is, the doormat says, hope you like Taylor Swift. That's a good one. That's a good doormat. That's great. What if I don't? What if I don't like Taylor Swift? Are you just going to leave me out there on your front porch? Is that what you're going to do? Which is fine, because if you're a Taylor Swift fan, I probably don't want to fucking hang out with you anyway. All right? Anyone that likes Taylor Swift shouldn't be old enough to be able to buy a house or a condo to put that out there outside their door. If you like Taylor Swift, you shouldn't have a mortgage. You shouldn't have money to fucking have a mortgage and have house problems. Okay, if you like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is for fucking teenage girls. Is what it is. Okay, maybe you heard a couple of, you know, songs that your teenage daughter plays in the backseat while you're driving around. Oh, I like that song's catchy. I like that one. Okay, but there's no reason for a fucking Taylor Swift doormat. Unless you're a Taylor Swift fan and you fucking collect all of her shit, then you put the doormat in the fucking room with all your Taylor Swift shit, which, once again, you're a 16-year-old girl. If I knocked on this door and they go, yeah, come on in, I go, no, I'll stay out here according to your doormat. I'm not a fan of fucking dumb top 40 pop music. That's for children. I mean, think about it. Has anybody ever decided who to let in their house based on what music they listen to? Oh, you like that fucking Maroon 5? Yeah, sorry, I'm not opening the door. Actually, that's probably a pretty good reason not to let somebody in your house. Oh, you're wearing an Imagine Dragons t-shirt? Yeah. Get lost, motherfucker. Look, you really shouldn't be able to tell someone has shitty taste in music before you even get in their house. Maybe when you get in there and they're playing music or they got some stupid shit, you know. Yeah, well, should I put some music on? It depends. It depends on what? It depends on what you're going to put on. I don't know too much about you. I don't want to hear fucking Cream by Prince, which I just heard today in the store. Cream? Yick. Fucking stinks. Another guy that's overrated. Guy's got 72 albums out with maybe two albums full of good songs out of 72. Okay, when you put 72 albums out, you're probably going to have a few hits. Okay, yeah, was he a good guitar player? Yeah, he was pretty good. You wouldn't think he would be because he plays pop music, but he could actually fucking play. Yeah, he could play guitar. He was a good guitar player, and he wrote about two albums worth of good material. The other 70 stunk. Nobody ever heard it. Nobody cares. And it would have got played on the radio in a second if it was any good. Then the next one, the last Matt here says, check your energy before you come into my house. Check your energy. No, it's actually, I'm sorry. It says, check your energy before you come in my shit. So I guess he means house. Check my energy. Okay, so what happens? You know, because there's always great energy in that house at all times. You know, that couple that lives in there has never had a disagreement at all that could change the energy in the house. Yeah, walk in on that couple having a fight and feel a tension, right? Then go out and get the doormat and show it to the fighting couple. Hey, man, you're supposed to check your energy. I know you guys are fighting over money and he's spending too much and you don't have it and you're behind on bills. But, you know, did you guys read your doormat before you came in? The wife finds out the husband's cheating, right? He's working from home. She comes in the house to confront him. She better check that energy. Because once she's in that house, she has to check that energy. Maybe she should bring him out on the driveway and yell at him. You know, maybe she should do that. Because don't check that energy before you go in the house. Because once you get in that house, that energy better be good. We only want good energy in this house. No matter what. Just want fucking good energy. Look, get it. You want a fucking doormat. You get one, a plain one, or you get one that says welcome, whatever. If you want to put a fucking Christmas one out there, Merry Christmas, you throw that out there for fucking, you know, 4 weeks. You want to get a dumb Happy Thanksgiving one, you know, you put that out there for 3 weeks. You want to get a Happy Halloween one, that's another one you put out for 3 weeks. Other than that, just fucking... A doormat is a doormat. You don't have to try to be funny on it. Nobody's going to laugh. Nobody go, that's fucking funny. Even if it is a funny one, even for some reason, it could be really funny. You're only going to get that laugh once from that person. It's going to wear off. It is really going to wear off. Okay, that person that's going to read that funny doormat, holy shit, that's fucking funny, man. I got to get one of those. He's never going to say that again when he comes to your house. So the joke only works once. It's probably not worth it. You probably don't have too many people coming in and out of your house. And let's say the 20 that see it over the course of 6 months. Some people might not even notice it. I don't even look down when I'm at a fucking... I don't look at, oh, they, what kind of doormat they have. Some people might not even notice it. But the 10, 15 out of the 20 that do, okay, that's a funny doormat, man. That's, oh, shit. I like that. Okay, you're never getting that again. Was it worth it for that fucking one laugh? And did the guy really laugh or just go, yeah, that's pretty funny? Because he just said it out of respect. Because he expects you to, you know, comment on it when you come to his house. Was it worth it? It probably wasn't. The buzz wore off really quick, didn't it? But keep having those funny doormats. That's good. Get one for Thanksgiving that you can only put out for 3 weeks a year. Because it can't be before Halloween, right? Because you can't put out Thanksgiving shit before Halloween. So, you know, you got to wait till October 31st is over. Then you can put your Thanksgiving thing out. But then you got to take it up by December 1st. You got to take that up because then you got the Christmas one coming. So that's great. Buy a fucking doormat for 3 weeks out of the year to put out. That's great. And if you forget it, you're like, oh, shit, I forgot to put the doormat out that I bought for this 3 weeks. Shit. Oh, man, now I got to wait till next year. Because you can't have a happy Thanksgiving, you know, in February out there as a doormat. Nope, you got to go to the store, get another one. You know, it's snowy out. Fucking kids are tracking in fucking dirt and rock salt and shit, you know. And your wife's like, hey, we need, you know, the kids are getting the fucking, you know, the front of the door. As soon as you walk in, it's getting all wet and all that stuff. We need another doormat. Oh, yeah, we got one in the garage. Let me get that. No, that's for Thanksgiving. You put that out for Thanksgiving. It's February. You can't put that out now. Who's going to say anything? Is anyone not going to come over your house? Is anyone going to critique you? Is anyone going to stop hanging out with you? Are people going to be gossiping behind your back? Did you know that the Florentines have a happy Thanksgiving doormat at their door, and it's February? They still have it out there. Should I tell them? Because people are going to think they're weird. I mean, I'm friends with them. I think I should tell them. Maybe they don't even realize that it's still out there. I don't know. Should we sit down and have a talk with them? That's how much none of it matters. Okay, you want to fucking, decorate for Halloween? That's fine. You know what I mean? There's Halloween shit every store you go in. Everyone's selling it. All right, you put some scary shit up, whatever. Hang some stuff. Your kid likes it. Everybody else in the fucking block is doing it. That's fine. Oh, got to take it down. It's past Halloween. Now we got to get our Thanksgiving stuff up. I love the change of seasons. Yuck. I love when the leaves come off the trees. And then when they go back on, I love the change of seasons. Do you? Not me. I like wearing fucking shorts and t-shirt every day the rest of my life. That's what I like. And when there's a fucking change of season, I can't do that anymore. I got to pack on more and more clothes. Yeah, just so I can see some fucking leaves fall off the tree. Wow. I love this. This is great. I love it when the leaves turn different colors because I'm all in the colors. I never seen colors before, but these trees are real pretty when they got different fucking color leaves on them. And I hate when they fall off because then those colored leaves got to get raked up and thrown in a bag and fucking burnt in a fire. That's how much I care about your fucking colored leaves. All I do is once they hit the ground, I rake them up like they're dog shit and I fucking throw them in a bag and they get dumped and eventually they fucking burn. Yeah, that's how how much I care about your colored leaves. That's how much anybody cares about them. I love the fall season. Ugh. Fucking yuckity yuck yuck. But one good thing is it's fall season, right? You can get some fucking sweatpants. I don't like calling them joggers. I'm not calling them that. I correct my son. Dad, I don't have any joggers clean. I'm like, huh? I'm sweatpants. But Bird Dogs is a great company. They got a lot of clothes. They'll ship it to you before Christmas. We're going to have some problems with getting stuff, some presents, everything getting shipped, all this stuff. Go to Bird Dogs now. Get your stuff. I already got like four things for my kid for Christmas already. It's still October. I'm like, I might as well get it out of the way in case there are some problems come around Christmas time. I can't get them any gifts. You order something, the package doesn't come for 8 weeks. It doesn't come till February. But Bird Dogs, great clothing. Birddogs.com. Use the promo code AWFUL. Check out the website. They got great shorts. They got, if you live in friggin' San Diego, there you go. Go to Bird Dogs. They got pants. They got sweatpants with built-in silky soft underwear. All right, they're the only kind of pants you should own. Birddogs.com, enter promo code AWFUL. Look, if you're a woman that listens to the podcast, there's probably only four of you. Your husband could always use some clothes. You know he can. He wears that same ratty t-shirt that he's been wearing for the last 12 years. Get him some clothes. Get him shipped to the house. It's easy. Get it done now. You don't have to worry about it. You go to birddogs.com, enter promo code AWFUL, and you also get a free Bird Dogs whistle football, right? You remember those Nerf Vortex howler footballs that whistle when you throw them? It's that. So go to birddogs.com, promo code AWFUL, and you get a free Bird Dogs whistle ball with your pair of whatever you're going to order there. You get the football in the mail with it too, so why not? Check them out. You don't have to go to the store. The mall, you got four stores in there out of 17 that are open. So you got to shop online, so you might as well go to Bird Dogs. There you go. All right. Where's our next one? I love the anger and rage in you guys when you send this stuff to me, because just that it bothers you as much as it bothers me just makes me happy that I'm not the only one out there that gets annoyed at this shit. Andy said this, and he goes, Jim, I saw these horrible shirts on Facebook. They just got married, and many actually think that she's a mail order bride. So it's a white dude with this little Asian girl, woman. And yeah, she looks like she's fucking, you know, 18. He looks like he's about 30. He's wearing a t-shirt that says, hubby, yick. And she's wearing a shirt, wifey, ugh. And then he's got his arm around her. Ugh. Where's my hubby? Where's my wifey? I got the wifey. And the fucking Asian girl's really cute. The white dude's fucking completely bald. He looks like Powder, that fucking movie Powder. So only a white guy way out of his league would wear a shirt like this, or wear matching ones where he says fucking, his says hubby and she says wifey. That's the only way. This guy's like a fucking 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. And his Asian fucking wife is like a 9.5. So he's like, all right, I'll wear whatever I gotta wear. But I bet you if this guy knew he was going to have to wear that stupid shirt, he probably would have canceled the mail order. He probably would have. But look, hey, you know, look, most people get everything by mail these days, so why not a girl? You know, Amazon should get in the mail order bride business. You know, you drop off a wife at your doorstep in 24 hours, you got Amazon Prime, you don't have to pay for shipping fees. It's fucking perfect. But it sounds like a good deal for this white dude, you know? She gets the green card, he gets a horrible fucking shirt. You know, if they were being honest in the picture, his shirt would go, you know, sugar daddy. That would be on his shirt. And hers would say, me love you long time. There, that would be the fucking shirt. Not hubby and wifey. She's my hubby, he's my wifey. Is he? Good, and when you guys break up, are you going to write a whole thing on Facebook? How... You know, even though you had your ups and downs, I was going to be married forever. She was my soulmate. I don't know what happened. I do. You're a 3. You're a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. Just be lucky you had her for any amount of time. Okay? Enjoy your time with her because it's going to end. It's like a TV show. You know, you're on a TV show, enjoy that time because eventually it's going to end. Okay, a football coach, they fucking hire you, they're all psyched, you get a 4-year contract. Enjoy it because eventually you're going to get fired. People are going to turn on you. The fans are going to turn on you. You're just going to get fucking, all of a sudden, yeah, sorry, you're fired. Get your shit out of the office. You're gone. You're locked out of the building. But enjoy your time while you're there. Mike sent this one, and it's a picture of a cat holding a cup of coffee, and the cat's got a fucking miserable look on its face. And the t-shirt says, coffee spelled backwards is E-E-F-F-O-C. So F off, I guess, is what they're trying to say. Is that the joke? And then it says underneath the picture, just know that I don't give an F off until I've had my coffee. Oof. I love this. Ugh. You know the comments on that. So if I went to this person's house, I'm just curious, at like 5:30 in the morning, before they had their coffee and stole their laptop and their phone and their wallet, they wouldn't give a fuck? Because that's good to know. Why is a cat drinking coffee in this picture? Do you really think a cat would give a fuck after drinking coffee? Cats don't really give a fuck anytime, let alone if they had a cup of coffee, okay? Like, just you can imagine how excited that guy that works at that novelty T-shirt company when he realized that coffee spelled backwards is F off. He probably came in his pants. You know, oh my God, dude, we're getting a shipment of these. You want one? No. It's weird, you know. I had a cup of coffee today, and I still don't give a fuck about this shirt. You realize that the person that wears this shirt wants everyone to know that they need a cup of coffee in the morning to function? Wow. You sure you want everyone to know about that? You sure? Because that's kind of personal. That really is. You sure you want everyone to know that you need a cup of coffee in the morning to function? That's really rare that people need a cup of coffee to get going in the morning. I'm telling you, you know, you want to wear that shirt, that's fine, but people are going to look at you really weird. Yeah, I haven't even had my coffee yet. Yeah, so what? Now that you drank your cup of coffee, you're still an asshole. Okay, you're still an asshole. That cup of coffee's not changing you. You're a moody fuck, okay? You have some sleeping problems. You wake up. You can wake up without a fucking cup of coffee. You could do it. It's not that big of a deal. But all of a sudden, that's going to put you in a better mood. Is that what it's going to do? Don't go near me until I have a cup of coffee. I got to wake up because I'm cranky. So when you're cranky in the middle of the day, all I got to do is feed you a fucking cup of coffee. That's good to know. You start bitching at me. Hold on. Let me go put a fucking pot of coffee on. So you get in a better mood. Because in the morning it works for you. How come it doesn't work in the afternoon? How come at night when you're fucking cranky and you're miserable because you didn't get a table, you know, by the window at the restaurant so you can look out and look at some trees with the fucking colored leaves falling on the ground, you know, that we got to sit in the middle of the restaurant and you're fucking mad about that. You guys need anything? You want any drinks? Yeah, get a cup of coffee. Can you get it here right now? Because I said, got some fucking cranky bitch across from me who's mad that we didn't get a table with a view. You know, meanwhile, when we're done with dinner, we could just walk by those trees and look at them. We could stand there for a few minutes if you want to, whatever you want. But, you know, she needed to sit there so she could look at the trees as we're sitting there fucking waiting for our dinner. But, you know, we can just check them out on the way out. But I guess it's better if we're sitting down. Because she's never seen a tree before. She's never seen fucking different color leaves on them. You know, it's the fall, so she's never seen that before. It's weird. She's lived in the Northeast her whole life. She's 38 years old, but, you know, she needs to see that again. It might be different this time. I don't know. These leaves, sometimes these fucking colors, you know, I remember 20 years ago, the colors were a lot different. Don't you? That's all right. Just have your cup of coffee and we're almost done. You won't be a bitch anymore. I promise. Oof. What's the next one here? This shirt is, of course, it's, you know, it's actually a sweatshirt. It has three snowmen on the front of the shirt. It's all red. And it says, chilling with my snowmies. With three snowmen on the front. Red sweatshirt. Not chilling with my homies, which is horrific and horrendous. But chilling with my snowmies. With three snowmen on the sweatshirt. You know, they really should make this sweatshirt in bright red because it makes it easy to aim when you're throwing shit at somebody for wearing this. Like, this guy should really be stoned to death if you're going to wear something like that. But anyone who wears this probably has to hang out with snowmen because no real people want to hang around them. You know, he'll make a snowman with his kid on his front lawn and then he'll start talking to the snowman. Hey, you better not melt tonight on me. It took us 4 hours to do this. I checked the weather. It's going to be, you know, in the low 50s tomorrow. You better not melt on me. Are you waiting for an answer, motherfucker? Are you waiting for the snowman to go, yeah, well, I really can't control the weather. If it gets warm, I'm I'm going to melt. That's how fucking shit works. I don't know if you guys know that. If you know that, like if you leave ice cubes out, the ice cube tray on a counter, it's slowly going to melt because it's not in a freezing temperature. So I can't control. It's going to be 52 and I might melt tomorrow. So you might want to say your goodbyes to me now, motherfucker. Who else would hang out with a guy that wears this? But this is the type of asshole that shows up at the Christmas party every year with the bad sweater, just looking for attention, trying to stand out every year. Every year he's got to get a new one. Because he thinks each year everyone's going to expect him to have a different sweater, right? That's what he does. But meanwhile, no one, and I mean no one, gives a fuck if he wore the same sweater from the year before, and no one would notice. Not one single person would remember, let alone fucking care. Okay? No. You think, hey, didn't you wear that sweater, that bad sweater last year? You know, oh, Jeff, yep. Is Jeff coming to the Christmas party? Yeah, oh, man. I wonder what bad sweater he's going to wear. You know, because he thinks he has to get a new one every year because everyone's all excited. Once again, his joke is about 3 seconds. Oh, my God, that's a terrible sweater. And then people move on. They go fucking pick up a fucking hors d'oeuvre. Hors d'oeuvre. They don't give a fuck about your sweater. But he's got to go, I got to get a new one every year. Everyone expects me to. No one does. All right? They're talking behind your back. They're not going to that Christmas party because they got to see what kind of sweater you're going to wear this year. Everybody knows there's bad sweaters out there. You go into a fucking, you know, any kind of store around Christmas time, you'll see bad sweaters on a rack. Everybody knows what they look like, okay? You're not going to find a unique one, and nobody's going to remember if you wore one last year and you wore it again, or if you wore it 2 years ago and you go, you know what, I'll wear it 2 years later. I'm sure no one's going to know. Nobody is going to give a fuck except for you. You think in your mind, and everyone's thinking, I wonder what he's going to wear this year. Nobody's thinking that. And this sweater was originally, or this sweatshirt was $49.50, but it's reduced to $24.49, which is still about $24 too much. You know, this sweatshirt's bought by a mom, probably who gave it to the son as a Christmas gift to the adult son, which means the guy puts it right, you know, as soon as he opens it on Christmas Day, the next day it's right in the Goodwill donation bin. I'd have more respect for you if you just fucking dumped it. And your mom goes, hey, where's your Christmas fucking sweatshirt I bought? Yeah, I just, it's in the wash. Because after Christmas, you don't really wear it, right? Because then New Year starts, so you don't have Christmas shit out anymore. Remember with the fucking doormats? If you get this as a gift on Christmas, you're looking for that return receipt before you even finish saying thank you. You're waiting for that receipt to fall out of that box. Like, remember when you were a kid and you opened a birthday card and you just wait for that money to fall out? You know, remember that? Like, you always knew, like, which aunt or uncle or someone was going to put $5 or $10 in a card. And that was like, fuck, that was like $1,000 when you were a kid. You're like, holy shit, I got $10. I got $5. So you always open that card just hoping it's going to fall. Like, oh, thank you. And then you have to pretend you're going to read the card. Hey, yeah, yeah, you're my favorite fucking grandson. Yeah, great. Yeah, great. Thanks. Yeah, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I love it. Meanwhile, yes, I got fucking $10. I go buy baseball cards, whatever the fuck I want to buy. But you open that card just hoping that money's going to slide out. And if it didn't, you're like, you motherfucker. And then you open the card, you have to pretend you read it as your fucking fat aunt is standing right there, standing over you because she thinks her card's really funny and sweet. And you're like, you fucking fat pig. You couldn't even get me, you couldn't even put $5 in my card. I'm a 9-year-old kid. That money means a lot to me. I could spend it when I go to a fucking arcade or we go to a fucking flea market or somewhere. You know, I could spend it on whatever I want because I bring my own money. And my parents are like, if you want to spend some money, bring it with you. That $5 would mean so much to me. And you didn't put it in there. Now I got to sit here and pretend I like what you fucking, you know, you wrote to, you know, Carson, love, Emily, your favorite aunt, Emily, you're not my favorite aunt. You put no money in this card. You didn't write what was in the card, and I don't give a fuck what it says in the card, okay? I'm a 9-year-old. You're 37, okay? I don't know. I just want money. That's what I want as a 9-year-old. I don't want to read this card. So you're like, you read it. Oh, you're the best fucking nephew ever. And I'm your favorite aunt. Remember that. Ha ha. Yo, thanks for the card. Where's my $5, you fucking fat pig?